USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More help is on the way in Afghanistan as the security situation unravels. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby providing an update to reporters.
Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area Responsibility to Kabul.
Kirby also talking about the purpose of this mission.
This is a specific, narrowly focused, tailored mission to help with the safe, secure movement of the reduction of civilian personnel.
The renewed eviction moratorium has survived a court challenge. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. refusing a request from landlords to block the moratorium. The freeze on evictions protects renters during the ongoing pandemic. It expires in early April. The Dow ending the week on a positive note at the closing bell, gaining 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.